and welcome to Swiss America's Gold News Daily Podcast. Today in the news, well, fundamentals say that gold prices should have been going up since the pandemic hit, but gold trades on its own technicals. Hedge funds and big institutions can affect the price in the paper market by going short, reports Seeking Alpha. That behavior keeps gold and silver prices lower than they would be absent such short selling. But the market may be getting ready for a turnaround, they write. The longer gold and silver prices stay around this level, the more worried the shorts will become. Then we'll break out of this descending wedge and confirm that we've put in a bottom. Well, companies used to be in business to make money, sell stuff, and employ people. They were run by executives who were proudly capitalists and believed in the country's founding principles, writes Charlie Gasparino at New York Post. No longer, it seems, big businesses' support of green energy legislation, various social justice edicts, and the silencing of right-wingers on Twitter have become so routine that it's almost not news anymore. The question is, why? Companies cave, they say, because they just don't need the hassle of explaining to the left-wing business media why they're not supporting OAC's Green New Deal. Where there are signs that food inflation that's gripped the world over the past year, raising prices of everything from shredded cheese to peanut butter, is about to get worse, reports Bloomberg. The COVID-19 pandemic upended food chains, paralyzed shipping, sickening workers that has kept the world fed, and ultimately raising consumer grocery costs around the globe last year. And now, farmers, especially ones raising cattle, hogs, and poultry, are getting squeezed by the highest corn and soybean prices in 7 years. Well, this week, St. Louis Fed President James Bullard told CNBC that he believes that increasing interest in Bitcoin does not pose a serious threat to the U.S. dollar as the world's reserve currency, reports Zero Hedge. With such a relentless dilution of the world's reserve currency, is it any wonder that Bitcoin, whose circulation is capped at 21 million, has emerged as a wide accepted store of value by crypto bulls, one that can be used to hedge against inflation or the debasement of fiat currencies like the U.S. dollar? Read more about it at SwissAmerica.com. This is Dave Bradshaw reporting for Swiss America's Gold News Daily Podcast. Until next time, remember, don't wait to buy gold and silver. Heck, it's on sale today.